Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, LKN. Sounds a little different this morning. I'm here with Patrick and Bill. Justin is off today. Thanks for joining us, Patrick. Patrick Reynolds from the News Drive at 5 is here with us.
Good morning, Mamie.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to be here. Morning show. Yay!
Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity to come in and hopefully, I won't say fill the shoes, but maybe fill in for
illustrious
owner Justin Kazepas.
Yes, Justin is off in Raleigh today. I think he said he's going to be listening on the way. So thanks for listening, Justin. And thanks for everybody else who's tuned in this morning.
Good morning, JC. Drive safely.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm great. This is exciting. There's no traffic out there. I don't know what the problem is. Everybody's talking about traffic off exit 28.
Yeah.
Catawba. There's none out there. I just came in at 6 a.m.
Not at 6 a.m.?
Not a thing. It's fine.
You know what? It's really funny. I usually hit traffic, though, still on the way here. I get here about 6:45, and I'm like, how are there this many people out at 6:45 in the morning?
Because you stop for the cheer wine.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
What it is.
I think if you just came straight in, you might
maybe
make
that's
it
what it is.
Swoop in, yeah.
It's the slowing down for the cheer wine.
Cheer wine and, you know, whatever beverages else you got. You come in with the army of beverages.
I do. I like to say that I have a drinking problem, which means that I drink too many beverages at once. So I always have a soda, a water, and usually one other drink that I'm sipping on, usually a hot tea or something during the day. So thanks, Bill.
All right. Bill is on the game this morning.
Bill is here.
We may need that today.
Yeah, we're going to need the energy today for sure. So you're the host of the News Drive at 5. So
yes, ma'am.
In case, I'm sure everybody's listened to it for sure. But in case they haven't, fill everybody in on what you do at 5 o'clock every day here on WSSE News.
Should I talk like Ron Burgundy?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm kind of a big deal.
You are a big deal. Yeah. Definitely.
I host the News Drive at 5 here on WSIC News Talk. So we have your local headlines, local news stories from 5 to 6. So the idea is when you leave work, a good portion gets out of work at 5. You head home and you can get caught up on the day. We are a news talk station, so it's important to get local headlines. We have other shows during the day that cover the national and global headlines, and this is local news. So it's the News Drive at 5, weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on WSIC News Talk.
So people get to wake up with you today, and they get to go home with you today, too. So
yeah, that's nice. A loaded statement right there.
That's a big day for people. I don't know, you guys know how lucky you are to get to spend both the drive to work and the drive home with
Patrick. Yes, they get to hear me on the way to work today and the way home today. So I'll be drinking plenty of coffee. I'm on the air again in, another 10 hours from now live to do another hour. But
get a nap in there somewhere?
Probably, yeah. Yes. Shh, don't tell anybody. But yeah, I'm thrilled to have that much radio time in one day, 3 hours. That's awesome.
So other than the radio that you do, what else do you do around here?
Not a darn thing.
Nothing. That's it.
Totally.
Just come talk on the radio for an hour.
Yeah, I talk on the radio. Total sarcasm there if you didn't pick up on it. Also with Waves Entertainment. Thanks, Bill. All right, that's two.
Yeah,
that's two. Waves Entertainment, and people say, what's that? They may not know. We are a stage and sound company, manage a lot of concerts and festivals in the area. Band management. Local audiences may know Langtree Live, mm-hmm, Thursday nights off Exit 31. The stage at Burkdale Village, their Friday night music. We manage that. We have a lot of one-offs. In the past, we've been involved with Old Town Cornelius as well, the Tobawaks, the Second Friday, mm-hmm, Street Festivals. The stage, the LED walls, that's all us. That's Waves Entertainment. The speakers, the sound, the bands. We are involved with the Amp. There's a new amphitheater down in Ballantyne.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually heading there Wednesday and Thursday of this week to set up some LED video walls, but we do things like that. Our stage was at Jack's Corner Tap over the weekend. Our LED walls were at Boatyard over this past weekend. I was at a Reuben Fest on Saturday.
Oh,
we
goodness.
Did a stage and bands and four bands on this date. So we're an audio company and Waves Entertainment, somewhat in the background a little bit, mm-hmm, of the community, but they see us a lot. This coming Sunday, gratuitous self-promotion right here
no
coming
problem.
Up.
Go for it.
Ghostface Brewing in Mooresville has a Sunday Funday Rock the Lot series. On Sundays, we bring in a stage, we commandeer the parking lot, and we have a concert. And we'll be doing that this coming Sunday in Mooresville at Ghostface Brewing.
That's so, fun.
Yeah, live bands. This, you know, it's a parking lot. We come in with our stage, our audio, our speakers, our LED walls, and then post-event, you never knew it happened.
Yeah.
We set it up, have a concert, clean it all up, on our way, and we are Waves Entertainment.
That's
so that
awesome.
And WSIC actually make very good colleagues and partners, and we're developing that relationship, actually, as the warmer weather gets here and the season picks up for outdoor music and whatnot, and you'll see a lot more from Waves Entertainment and WSIC out in the community.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
But there's more coming from both Waves and WSIC this year. We're excited. Everybody's excited.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time together this summer, especially. And today's the first day of spring. Happy first day of spring.
Happy first day of spring. You look, those watching on the video. Yes.
I wore my pink today for the first day of spring. Thank you, Bill.
You look wonderful. The pink shirt, and you got the claws going.
The nails going too, the pink nails. So I am not normally a pink person.
Mm.
That's not my color. I usually go with the cool colors, which are like the blues, the like the darker colors. So, but even like turquoise and stuff, but I tend to head that side, like the cool color, the color spectrum. But I went to Fancy Nail Cornelius last week and got a manicure and pedicure, which I've not had one in probably over a year.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I know. She couldn't believe it. She was like, over a year. I was like, really? Like, I'm
a
chronic nail biter. And so then I feel bad pain to get my nails done when I just know that I'm going to chew them all off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have cute feet, and so I don't really want to show them off. I wear sneakers 90% of the time.
Yes, queen.
Yes, thank you. And so she was like, no, you need pink. You need pink for spring. And Rob, my husband, he was so excited. He was like, you got pink. And I was like, usually if I'm going to do my nails, I'll do like black or something, or dark blue. So yes, thank you, Jenny at Fancy Nail of Cornelius, for the pink nails. It's not usually my thing, but I've gotten so many compliments on it. So maybe now I'm going to
They look great.
Girl.
And I bet that's good for opening up that cheer wine.
Oh,
now you got,
yeah,
you got tools.
Yeah. So she added, they're not short anymore. They're not sadly short as they were before. She put tips on them, so I have like actual fingernails for the first time probably in my adult life.
Mamie scissor hands.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're gonna be, oh my gosh, you're gonna be carving things and playing tic-tac-toe on the wall.
Yeah.
Instead of that Z for Zorro, it'll be M's all over the place.
All over
M
the
Mamie
place.
Was here.
Mamie was here. Yeah,
that's it.
That's
it'd be
it.
The sign of the MAME.
That's it.
I have a question, Pat.
Okay.
And the nails look great, Mamie.
Thank you.
You're doing them a favor. Rubenfest.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds delicious.
So
what does that consist
for
of?
For a guy's name, Ruben, or Sanchez?
No. It was actually a private party.
Oh,
okay.
Fun.
Yes, it is a private party, yet it had four bands in it. So it tells you the scope of this thing.
Wow.
The version of this is that it is a couple down in Charlotte. They had it's called the Reuben Fest, but it started years ago. The man told me his story. His mom used to make corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day. He did not like corned beef and cabbage, so he repurposed it into a Reuben sandwich. About 15 years ago, he had about 30 people over for what he calls the Reuben Fest. And made the sandwiches, and it just grew and grew. And I want to say on Saturday at his private residence, about 500 people cycled through the day.
Wow.
Yeah. Four bands, three bars. It was insane. The food, the beverages, fantastic time. Not open to the public, though, so I'm not saying names or addresses.
Yeah.
It's a private party, but
all the
Reubens amazing.
You could eat, I'm sure.
Yes, I had three.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll be back in a little bit. Patrick's here with us all day. Good morning, LKN. It's Mamie and Bill here. Justin is the day off, so Patrick's here with us. Thanks so much for being here with us today, Patrick.
Thank you for having me along, Mamie.
And let's see what's going on in the streets with Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good. Hope you're doing well, Mamie.
I'm doing great.
Patrick.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. 77 north and southbound traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. There's no accidents to report at this time. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, haven't heard of any issues. Although downtown Statesville, there was a few traffic lights that were out this morning. My wife called me on her way to work and just let me know that there's some lights out there. So make sure that you remember to use it as a four-way stop. We have a bad habit in North Carolina to people zoom through a light that's out. So besides that, everything looks good this morning. There will be your typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area around exit 25 and 23, both north and southbound. So just leave yourself a little extra time this morning, and hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Jeff's with Ride iCat, Ride iCats, rideicats.com. It's $1. And so thanks so much, Jeff, and we'll be back with you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Doesn't sound like we're, as Bill, we overheard Bill earlier, we're not going in the right direction with the traffic this morning. Yeah,
I know. And those four-way stops, that gets me every time.
It yes. And that is a nice reminder. Actually, a few weeks ago, I came across an intersection. Lights were out and I went right through it. And as I went through it, I realized, oh, wait, I messed up. I should have stopped.
Treat it like a four-way stop.
Treat it like a four-way stop. Yep. It's a good reminder for everybody out there.
You guys keep doing that.
Yes.
All right. Let's go with the next button.
What's in the next button? Okay.
There you go.
There we go. I got it.
Got it.
I got it.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
All right, everybody. Good morning. Good morning on this March 19th, the first day of spring. Spring
yes.
has sprung.
Yes. Happy first day of spring.
Weather-wise, again, just like the traffic, not going in the right direction.
Not feeling very springy outside today.
Right. But we're just getting it out of our system. Warmer times ahead for sure. Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. We will see you there. We will be up there. We will have a presence at the Merlefest.
We will be there.
Today's word of the day is austere. Austere. And I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I found this word right after the show yesterday. I hadn't heard it in a long time, so I chose it as the word of the day. Austere. Any guesses off the cuff?
Fancy?
I'm thinking it means fancy, too.
Like regal, pristine?
Oh, I'm actually not going to give this to you.
I'm not. Oh.
No, because I'm going in a little bit different direction, I think. At least the definition I have in front of me, according to this application called Vocabulary. The austere furniture inside the abandoned house made the place feel very haunted. Oh. Yeah.
Makes it feel haunted. Old?
Old.
Creepy.
I cannot give that to you. You guys are getting closer. How about this?
I almost want to go with Justin's normal definition of crusty.
Crusty?
Is it crusty? Crusty. Did he put this word in so that we'd say crusty was the definition?
The format of the morning show, Good Morning LKN, is deliberately austere, focusing on delivering essential information and engaging content without unnecessary emblemishments. I don't know if that's an accurate statement. Not an accurate statement, but it is a sentence. Austere.
I don't know. You got anything, Patrick?
Merlefest will be anything but austere.
Repelling?
Oh, man, that's another word of the day in itself.
Unattractive.
Unattractive. We're closer there. We're closer. I'm going to go. The definition I have in front of me is very bare or bleak.
Bleak.
Yeah. So
Krusty could have fit that definition.
Krusty was definitely in that family. Mm-hmm. But when you guys went with fancy at the beginning, I was like, oh no.
No, not fancy.
We're at the wrong side of the spectrum.
We're
heading in the wrong direction.
I thought this was antonym of the day. I was going opposite.
It is a special day. Yeah. I should have done antonym of the day. That actually sounds like a better segment.
New guy, I'm filling in here. That's right. I mistook antonym for the day. For
right. Plus, I told you it meant fancy earlier when you first came in.
Did you?
Just trying to throw you off.
Trying to throw you off.
Austere. I didn't spell it. For those at home, we were dealing with an adjective there. I know there's a great contingent of you who write down these words of the day. Austere is A-U-S-T-E-R-E. So I did not spell it for you, Patrick, and that's on me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I actually could read it over your shoulder on the screen.
Yeah.
On the monitor.
He's comfortable.
Yeah. I'm still driving blind over here.
Yeah. Maybe drives blind every day.
Yeah. Every day. Just hoping everything's working out behind me. Well, thank you. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah,
for that
no
word.
Doubt. No doubt. Appreciate good job, guys.
Good job.
Good job. We didn't get
and I'm
it.
I'm just saying that just to be nice.
Because you know what? We tried, and that's what matters. We did our best. That's
it. You still have those nails, though.
I do. I've got these nails all day long.
Yes.
They're not going away.
You cannot miss.
Do we get participation trophies for Word of the Day?
No. I don't hand those out. No.
I like you. That's good. Good. No.
I don't hand out. You have to get it right or nothing at all here. But
that's it.
You know what?
Wait, so there's a loser button here, right?
Yeah, there is a loser button.
Oh.
There we go.
Womp. Yeah.
Now, okay, never mind. You're driving. Okay.
I wanted, go ahead.
I've, for those watching on video, Bill has entrusted me with the buttons today.
It's a big day.
I hit the traffic buttons. Okay, need a little prompting on Word of the Day. Got away from it, but there's a Mamie button here.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Bill, please, can we try this?
Absolutely.
Let's find out what the Mamie button does.
Oh, I know what this is.
Oh, there we go.
That's my song.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, very
yeah,
good.
Now you got to let it ride. That's the thing, when you press a button.
You got to go for the whole
it
thing.
It plays.
Okay.
We just let it play.
Well, this is talk radio, but there have been discussions of incorporating some music into the talk shows a little bit here. Yeah. Another Waves Entertainment hint, click to the audience. You know,
I'm liking these teasers.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you the whole thing. I want to make you come back.
I like it. Like Ruben Fest next year.
Yeah, definitely. How do we get that private invite to the Ruben Fest?
Fortunately, you know a guy.
All right.
You both know a guy.
Sounds good.
You got to know a guy.
That's it.
I'm guessing with the holiday weekend, St. Patrick's Day, you were super busy. What were you doing? Where did you end up going last weekend? Was it all Wave stuff that you were doing, or did you end up going to some parties on your own?
No parties on my own. It was all Waves Entertainment stuff. And we began, I think, Friday with some setups. We went to Jack's Corner Tap, I think, Friday morning.
Oh, wow.
And set up our stage panels there for their performances Saturday and Sunday. We went to, same thing after that, we went to Boatyard and set up our LED walls. They had Rattle and Hum, which is a U2 tribute band on Saturday night. But because of this big Ruben Fest Saturday, we couldn't do all that on Saturday.
Right.
Saturday itself, we were, up at 6, on the road at 6:30, in Charlotte at 7. This party started at 11, got done at 8 at night, then broke everything down. So it was a very, very long Saturday for us. So we did all this setup Friday for other places. Then we had people at Jack's. We had people at Boatyard while a crew of us was at the Ruben Fest.
Wow.
And that all happened. And then yesterday was like a big swoop cleanup day of like to get the truck and the trailer, go pick everything up.
Oh my gosh, I bet.
Yeah.
Exhausted yesterday at the end of the day.
Strung like bull.
You just love it.
I love it. So I don't work. I don't think about it. It's just a day that ends in Y. There are 7 days in a week. I get up, I just do something different every day. But I'm not one that counts down to Friday.
Yeah.
You know, and like once the weekend, but the weekend is actually our busy time. So it's fine with me. If I'm taking a day off, did you like, you know, sneak in a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something like that? But yeah, that was St. Patrick's Day was somewhat of the kickoff to our outdoor season or outdoor music, which is what we specialize
That's
in.
What I feel like St. Patrick's Day now is the kickoff to like the spring summer festival season, really spring festival season, I guess. Maybe Memorial Day is the kickoff to summer festival season. But I feel like summer even starts earlier than Memorial Day here.
Yeah.
Summer really starts May 1st, I feel like, around here. Do you find the same kind of thing?
I agree with that. I think winter, to me, being a northern transplant, is pretty much January and February.
Yes.
That's the chance you really have for any snow or ice or anything. Once you hit March 1st, you're just about in the clear. I'm a little notwithstanding because it's very cold this morning when we came in, but it's the first day of spring, and St. Patrick's Day, somewhat for Waves Entertainment, kicks off the outdoor music scene. Mm-hmm. Like those LED walls that we set up at Boatyard, I say they were on the outdoor stage. They were not on the inside indoor stage, which we've done several times this winter. So that's a good sign just locally, like, oh yeah, outdoor music season has
starting.
Started.
I love it too.
Yes. I know a few of the guys went to, on Sunday for St. Patrick's Day, they went to Shoals in Mooresville, and it was just to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do is like we work with music. We got time off. What do? We go hear
you go
live
listen
music.
To live music?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite that you see around here, like local live music?
I sure do. You're
who
crazy if you think I'm going to speak up about it.
You can't say who it is.
I cannot. We have about a couple hundred bands in the Rolodex that a lot of them play for us. A lot of them want to play for us, but we just don't have the space for everybody. We're going to try to get to everybody sooner or later, but gosh, I've got so many more bands that want to play than actual set times that I have to put people in. But I have, I wouldn't say a favorite, but I've got certain favorites. But no, I'm not going to say those on the air.
Don't want to get anybody in trouble.
No.
What genre of music do you tend to like?
Are
you more country, rock and roll?
I'll start with a lame answer of I like them all.
You like them all.
Because it is true, though. And I don't know of anybody that likes one type of music. They like a broad variety. But I always default back to 80s rock because that was what I grew up on, or 80s rock. So I love those bands. But yeah, you plug me in anywhere, gosh.
You're good?
Yeah, the Reuben Fest. We had a Tom Petty tribute band.
Oh,
they were great.
Yeah.
Who else played there? Inspire, which is, I don't know, funk, Motown, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie. They were great. Pluto for Planet was there. There's 80s, 90s, 2000s pop. So we had a very big mix of music. Loved it all.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a good 80s, 90s cover band.
I've got some shows for you. Yeah.
Yes, I need to get the list of people to go see from you.
Come see us.
All right, we'll be back. Good morning, LKN. It's 7:33. We're here with a guest in the studio. Thank you so much, Grace from Pedigo. And Cornelius right in Antiquity. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here. So Grace and I stopped by the store probably in January, and we just sat and chatted and talked. We basically did a radio interview sitting in her store, so could not wait to have her come in so that we could sit and chat. So tell us a little bit about you. And how you ended up, because I love your story about how you and your husband ended up coming to Lake Norman.
Yes. So it all started with bananas.
Bananas, yes.
As most bike shops do.
Right.
So my husband, Tom, spent 25 years in corporate sales with the same company. It was the Dole Fruit Company. And when we actually met there, so we owe a lot to the Dole Fruit Company. So when we first met, he was selling pineapples. And then Dole transferred us to New Jersey, where he started selling bananas, and then Dole transferred us to Charlotte, where he was still selling bananas. And after 25 years, he was just ready for something different. He wanted something completely different, and he learned about an electric bike company called Pedigo that allows you to own your own business. It's not a franchise, but they help you a lot. They provide a lot of assistance with your marketing and things like that. And he realized there was not one in the Charlotte or Lake Norman area. So he said, I was making bacon one morning, which I do most mornings.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I think I know what I want to do next. And I was like, okay, just making breakfast. And he was like, I want to open an electric bike shop. And I was like, I put the spatula down. I was like, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Bananas to bikes. Yeah. It just makes sense, right? stick with B words.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any banana special effects or sounds, but
he's got to have bacon sizzling in there somewhere.
Come on, where's the bacon?
Yeah, bacon, bananas, bikes.
So being the good sport that I am, I said, let's do it. I was a freelance writer at the time, so I had the flexibility to just jump in fully. And I actually realized in the first year that we were open that I wasn't able to do both things. I had to let go of my beloved freelance writing clients. We just jumped in. I mean, he quit his job and we just jumped in. Like, we didn't have other jobs while we were doing this. And we opened in September of 2021. Mm-hmm. So it's been just an adventure ever since. So much fun. We've learned more than I ever thought grownups could learn. We've never stopped learning. And, basically our mission is to just connect our community here with the joy of electric bikes, which we, you know, every time somebody comes in and even rents a bike, because we do rent bikes, or becomes the owner of a Pedigo electric bike, we feel like we're completing, succeeding in our mission.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to spread the joy of the electric bikes. And why electric bikes specifically?
Yeah, well, electric bikes are, you guys were talking about traffic this morning.
Yes.
I can confirm, because I got here a little bit later than y'all did, that 77 was red. There was just a red line at, 7 o'clock in the morning. An electric bike is actually a really great way to replace local car trips with bike trips and do your errands and even commute. Lots of people commute on electric bikes. Just get out of the car whenever possible and make it a bike ride. And you can, you know, you can put all the effort in, or you can put some of the effort in, or you can put none of the effort in. And then the other thing is that electric bikes allow people to just enjoy themselves maybe a little bit more. Definitely exercise has its place. I like to get punished when I like exercise. I love to run, and like the more painful the better, but like I also like to have fun and enjoy myself, and that's what I use the electric bike for. So our kids use them to get to school, so they ride their electric bikes to middle school. There's so many different ways. One thing that I learned that means a lot to me when we opened this business is that electric bikes allow some people to ride bikes that couldn't ride regular bikes. We have people with MS, we have people with lung issues, we have people with mobility issues, and they get to experience the joy of bikes again because they have that motor on their bike. And that is, I didn't really know that that, you know, was, we were going to come across that with this business, but that's, I mean, that's my why. Like, that's the most rewarding part, is to get people on bikes that wouldn't have the choice otherwise.
Yeah. And I think the freedom, like for me, I love riding a bike. I love riding an electric bike. I love riding a traditional bike. I love cycling. and it's that freedom that you talk about. Like every time I ride a bike, I feel like I'm 8 years old again. Like it's just that freedom of the wind in your hair. And so when you talk about people with the mobility issues who couldn't experience that, I think that's so special.
Yeah.
And so you said why electric bikes, but then specifically why Pedego?
Yes, Pedego. So Pedego has the local support and service that it can really make a difference when it comes to electric bikes. It's kind of like anything else. There's multiple ways that you could purchase your electric bike, and you just kind of get what you pay for. It's we can't escape that with anything, right? You always get what you pay for. And so part of the value of a Pedego electric bike is not only the local support and service. Like we've had people, I mean, I just love it when one of our customers pulls up to our front door of our shop in Antiquity, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, Joey. And they come in and they're like, you know, my bell's not making the right noise. And I, you know, they just come in and I fix their bell or whatever it is. It's so nice to be able to have that local support and service. The other thing that's really important, in my opinion, is to get it assembled by a professional. These bikes are most likely going to be taking you up to 20 miles per hour. And it's really important that it's dialed in, the brakes work. You know, you really kind of want to know what you're doing when you're putting these together. And if you buy a kind of cut corners on your bike, you're going to be putting it together by yourself, and it probably wasn't taken very good care of as it was being shipped to your house. You don't know what condition it's going to show up in. So it's nice to have that professional assembly. And it's just a great brand. And then, you know, just to pull at your heartstrings a little bit, it's really, I know that you are all about supporting local businesses. Yes. This community, we live in Huntersville, so obviously we spend time in Cornelius, but I have gotten to know Cornelius so much better as a Cornelius business owner, and this is such a special community, just the whole Lake Norman community in general, and it's going to stay special if we continue to support our local small businesses. And so when you support, when you get your electric bike at Pedego, your support is staying in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're raising kids here. We're here. And I'll tell Tom every day, we're never leaving.
Yes.
We're not moving to Florida. We're not going to live in the Villages, honey.
No, you have to stay here. Yeah. Like, I'll fight him too if he tries
to make you
leave.
Thank you.
I just love you guys as like business owners, as what you're trying to do for the community. I love your guys' mission and what you're doing. To get a little bit personal, what's your favorite ride? Like, if you're going to leave from Antiquity, what's going to be your favorite ride?
So I did it on Sunday. I led a group ride through Davidson Parks and Rec, and this is where we'll send most of our renters. So it's a 16-mile ride, so it's an 8-mile out and back. You're going to get on 3 greenways. When you're connecting those greenways, you're going to be in a really beautiful neighborhood in Davidson that's kind of behind Antiquity. And then you're also going to be riding through River Run, which like River Run in Davidson is the best place to ride an electric bike because it's rolling hills and just gorgeous. So you just go on the Antiquity Greenway, take a right under that beautiful covered bridge, and grab the South Prong Rocky River Greenway. I don't know why our greenways are always like such a mouthful. That's the hardest part of my job. And then you'll go through River Run and get on the West Branch Rocky River Greenway. When you get to the end of that greenway, you're on, you can like lock up your bike and you can go on a nature trail that's pedestrian only and just be in nature. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredible to be able to escape right in our own backyards like that.
Yeah. And so you said that was a guided ride that you did. I didn't know you guys did that. Yes. So how often are you guys doing those?
So we're doing one a month. We were fully booked. We actually had to open it up to an extra person because we had a threesome that wanted to join us. So I don't typically, like when you come and you rent a bike, we will take care of everything. We'll give you your helmet, your lock. We'll show you how the bike works. But we can't guide you because we are a mom and pop shop and there would be nobody at the shop. But we kind of want to be at the shop. But we did partner with Davidson Parks and Rec, and I am able to lead these guided rides once a month. We have one in April, one in May. If you go to the Davidson Parks and Rec website, you can register. It's open. And we're limiting it to 10 because, you know, we don't want to take over the community. Like, right. We don't want to, you know.
Have a biking gang coming through the neighborhood.
Bike gang. And I'm like the mother goose. Like, I'm like, look, I need to keep my little.
Keep everybody together.
Baby geese safe. So I don't want to do more than 10. But registration's open. I don't think we have anyone signed up yet. So
for the April ride, right? When is it going to be in April?
That's a great question, Mamie.
Oh, that's okay.
I think it's Sunday. It's like, I think it's the third Sunday of April.
Okay. Yeah. And can you sign up through your website, right?
It is the Davidson Parks and Rec website.
Davidson Parks and Rec.
Yeah, and you do not need to be a resident.
And is there any cost associated? Is the cost to rent the bike is what it's
I think it's 25 if you're a resident, 30 if you're not.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's great. And how long is that ride going to take you? You said 16 miles, so eight there and eight back.
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay. Because when I think a 16-mile bike ride, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's going to take me all day. Mm-hmm. But when you're on an electric bike, it's not going to take you all day.
It's the magic of the motor.
That is very, very magical. And for somebody who's not ridden an electric bike before, what are some of the concerns that you see from people?
Yeah. So I always say, like, if you know how to ride a bike, you can ride an electric bike. That's it. We want you to be able to touch the ground and stabilize the bike whenever you stop. Mm-hmm. All electric bikes are going to be heavier than regular bikes. Pedego electric bikes are kind of on the lighter end of the spectrum. Some of these bikes get real, real heavy, which is totally fine. But some people want a bike that looks and feels the most like a regular bike. And then they just kick that motor in, you know, whenever they want. But you just want to make sure that we always want people to practice braking, stopping, turning, all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. You stay with us for one more segment. All right. Awesome. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Good Morning LKN here on WSIC News Talk. Mamie, Bill, and Patrick in for Justin this morning. We've got a little bit of traffic update thanks to Jeff at ICATS. 77 South, obviously slow as it is most mornings, but we have an accident on I-77 northbound at mile marker 26, and an ambulance is on site. And also in Troutman on Highway 21, between Lowe's and Bojangles, there is a crash there as well. So everybody out there, please pack your patience this morning. Eyes open, ears open, pay attention. We want all of you to get where you're going safely as possible. But with these accidents, this could be a great segue into Grace with Pedego Bikes, electric bikes here. So you guys were talking, Mamie and you were talking in the last segment, and I am familiar with Pedego, as you mentioned, which we're going to get into Tava Walks and Second Fridays in a moment, because I remember you from there as part of that. But electric bikes, there may be people in the audience listening, exactly what is an electric bike? And I say this because I know people that ride bikes for fitness. And you mentioned earlier, you can put in all the effort, some of the effort, or none of the effort. Can you elaborate on that aspect of an electric bike? How much pedaling? It sounds like you can go 100%, 50%, no percent, or can you dial that in yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So the fun thing about an electric bike is that everybody kind of develops their own way that they use their electric bike. So we're a family of four. We have four Pedegos. We all use our Pedego electric bikes differently. So I do like to get a workout. Mm. So like when we did our group ride on Sunday, I used like the lower amount of assistance during the whole ride. That sort of makes up for the extra weight of the bike and just makes it feel like a regular bike. So you're doing work, mm-hmm. Especially in River Run where they have those hills. Mm-hmm. Some people, like my husband, he likes to just kind of have fun and kind of pretend it's a motorcycle sometimes. And then my daughter is like, get me where I'm going. So we live in Northstone, which is in Huntersville. It's got a ton of hills. And her little friend lives in the same neighborhood. So she'll take her little Pedego. She has a little pink Pedego. And she'll take it and she'll kind of, I'm not sure that she does a lot of pedaling. And, you know, she's a very fit person. She doesn't necessarily want to get exercise on the way to see her friend because they're probably going to jump on a trampoline the whole time mm-hmm. and get exercise that way. So, it's basically the way that you would calibrate how much effort you're putting into your ride is you would choose a level of pedal assist, which is where you set your level just right with your thumb right there in your handlebar, super easy. And then the amount of assistance that you've chosen is how much assistance you're going to get from your motor when you start pedaling. And that's really it. Now, some electric bikes will have what we call a throttle, which will override everything and just have the motor push you. All of our bikes do have the throttle, which makes them what we call a class 2 electric bike. You can ride those anywhere around, you know, around these towns. There's no restrictions. The reason that I use the throttle is to start the bike. I'm also a runner, and I want to preserve my knees. I don't want to ask any more of my knees than I need to because I want to run forever. So I don't start the bike with my legs. I start the bike with my throttle. Then once I have that momentum, I can go. We all get to decide how much of our pedal power we want to use, not just in general, but on every single bike ride that we go on. Because sometimes we have more energy than on mm-hmm. other times, right? So, and sometimes we have different goals. Sometimes I don't want to sit in traffic on 77. I just want to get to like Ace Hardware, which mm-hmm. is down the street from our shop. Gonna grab my bike, gonna get on my bike. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I have an hour. I want to go for a bike ride and burn my legs out. I can absolutely do that on my bike.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
So we are in the Antiquity Shopping Center. So we are where Catawba and 115 or Main Street and mm-hmm. Cornelius intersect. There's that wonderful Harris Teeter there. That's kind of the landmark that I tell mm-hmm. everybody to look for. Nina's Boutique.
Mm-hmm. One of our
wonderful
favorites.
Neighbors. Wonderful neighbors. They moved in a little bit. I think they just celebrated 1 year in their location. Mm-hmm. So they're over there. So get your bike, get your Crafty Burger or your Cool Fish or your Pita Pit, rent an electric bike. The really cool thing about our location is that the Antiquity Greenway is right next to our shopping center. So you're not getting on a big giant road. You're just hopping on there. And then from there, you can easily get to Main Street and Davidson, which also isn't a great fun place to have a car. It's much more fun to go to Main Street and Davidson on a bike or on foot. And then you can also grab other greenways without getting on a big road.
Yeah, that's so cool. And one of the unique things I think you guys do too is the rental.
Yes.
So you don't have to buy a bike to see if you're going to like an electric bike, which I think everybody is going to love it once they try it. But you have that option to try it or just to rent, right? Yeah. You don't even have to purchase it. There's not like you rent it 3 times and then you have to buy it, right?
Should we do that?
No. Maybe you should. But what's the process for renting? Do you need a reservation or can you just walk in and
grab a bike? It kind of depends. So on the weekend, especially when we're getting into warmer weather and getting into spring, definitely make a reservation, especially because that way you get to choose your bike. You can do it on our website, which is pedegolkn.com.
That's P-E-D-G-O.
PEDEGOLKN.com. Yeah. You can book online. Well, you can just do everything online. You can sign your waiver. You can pay all that stuff. The other thing you can do is give us a call and we'll talk you through which bike you might want to book and we'll just book it for you on, and you can walk in. Like we've had people walk in during the week to book their bike for the weekend. Now, if we're open, we're renting bikes. So if you want to come in on a Tuesday morning, you can absolutely rent bikes and we'll probably have bikes for you if you walk in during the week. It's just on the weekends we get booked up.
Yeah, so better to get that reservation, sign your waiver, then you just come in.
Get everything done. And you can do 2 hours, 4 hours, all day, overnight, and a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even for people who are traveling maybe from out of town, or if you have family coming from out of town,
we have
rent a couple bikes for the week.
Yes, we have a world map on our wall because I'm a former kindergarten teacher. So I got some Gold Star stickers and we have a world map on the wall. And if you are visiting, like we've had people visit from New Zealand, you got to put your little star on the New Zealand on the map. We want to know where everyone is visiting. I would say like probably half of our renters are visiting from out of town. And we, during football season, it's fun. We have people coming in for Panthers games. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, on the Saturday before the game, they'll rent a bike from us. So it's nothing for people to be visiting Charlotte and then come up to us and experience the late Norman towns on an electric bike.
Yeah, I love the ride from your store to downtown Davidson. That's probably my favorite ride.
Great.
Yeah, taking that ride down there, especially once the farmer's market starts back.
Yes.
And I would say the ride there, I'm a little bit more ambitious than the ride home. Mm-hmm. It's like fully electric on the ride home after you've had a couple of donuts and some other pastries and back from downtown.
Yeah, and the ride there is downhill. So, the ride there is actually uphill. So,
so your family can visit and you can form your own electric bike gang over the weekend. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's have roving gangs of electric bikes. That sounds great.
I'm thinking like a Michael Jackson Beat It video is about ready to, like, you know,
do some sort of choreography with the electric bikes. Yes.
My daughter can choreograph.
There we go.
I believe I met you a few years ago at the Taub Walk because I MC all those. You know, I'm on stage, Big Mouth and all that, running the Taub Walk. So has those events right there in Old Town Cornelius there, how have those impacted the business? Because it's a very quick walk between that festival and concert over to your shop. Has that been a good connection for you?
Yeah, those events, you guys do such a good job. Oh my goodness. And that is one of the things that makes Cornelius and the surrounding towns so special is that people show up to these events. They're so popular because Waves and everybody at Bella Love, they just do such a good job. And they welcome the vendors and the community. It is a true community event. It celebrates all the talent that we have in this community, all the artisans and the local businesses. I always tell them, like, put me next to Nina's because I want to hang out with Elizabeth all the time. And we have absolutely seen, like, a direct return on investment. And it's not much of an investment. It's totally accessible to a lot of different businesses to participate in these events. But we have definitely seen people come in and say, yeah, we met you at Taub Walk and we want to buy 3 bikes. I mean, that's definitely happened. And we just have so much fun. And I mean, it's like across the street from our shopping center. Yeah, so, really. I mean, it's really people come from very far away to participate in these events. They really draw a fun crowd, doggies and babies. And like, it's probably my favorite part of doing this job is doing those events.
I'm doing the math in my head on the calendar to see how accurate I am. I think the Taub Walk, April 27th, Saturday, which would put your ride April 21st. I think that would be the third Sunday. Yeah, is it Sunday,
right.
Saturday?
That's it?
I think it's April 21st and May 19th. I think it's a 21 and a 19. I don't know.
For the rides. But you can always go to the Davidson Parks and Rec.
Yes, the website.
Website.
On their calendar.
And that's where you signed up.
Yes.
That's where you can sign up for those guided rides. That
guided
you were talking
rides.
About
now, you can rent anytime.
Yes.
And I'll give you directions. I have a little direction sheet that I'll give you. So.
Yeah, that's great. The best place to find you guys, if somebody's looking for information on you, your website, your social media, what's the best way to find you
Pedago,
guys?
Yeah, so it's pedagolkn.com. Again, I'll just spell it one more time. It's P-E-D-E-G-O, pedagolkn.com. We have a lot of fun with Mamie on Instagram.
Everybody does.
Well, every time I post about traffic, her first comment is always, you know, you wouldn't have to deal with it if you had an electric bike, which I think is amazing.
Like,
I love it. No, keep throwing it in there. I love it. It's my favorite.
If you don't, who will?
I know. But so we are at Pedago LKN on Instagram. And that's really where I have my fun. I do little story times. I do my videos.
Videos.
I have a Taylor Swift series.
Yes. Have you seen that one?
I have not. I have not. I think I need to.
Taylor Swift lyrics.
Misinterpreted
for a bike shop. Yes. Yeah. Quite entertaining. Yeah, so you need to go find those. Yes. Pedago LKN on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm heading there next commercial break. We're like 60 seconds out.
Listen, we're the mom of an 11-year-old girl. So it's not a matter of whether I have a Taylor Swift song in my head. It's just which Taylor Swift song is in my head. And I'm just trying to capitalize on it.
Yeah. So thank you.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. Yes. And you guys check out Pedego Electric Bikes in Antiquity. Go to the store, rent a bike, buy a bike, see them at Tobble Walk that's coming up soon. All the events in downtown Cornelius. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be right back. Good morning, LKN. It is 8:06. We're in our second hour of Good Morning, LKN, and we got Patrick Reynolds here with us. Justin's off today. Thanks so much for being here, Patrick.
Thank you for having me. I am having the best time with
you.
I'm
glad you're having fun. I'm glad we hadn't scared you away yet.
I'm hoping Justin takes a few more days off.
Justin, there you go. It's your permission to take some time off.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Patrick,
thanks for having me.
Come and hang out with us. Yes. I just realized we're like 2 weeks away from Easter.
That
came up quick.
It is early this year. We just got done with St. Patty's Day, and now we got color eggs.
Right. I know.
Same month.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty rare. I could be mistaken.
For a March Easter, it's been a while. I don't remember how Easter works. It's based on the full moon or something like that.
Oh, please don't tee me up like that.
Yeah, now you have to know. Now you have to know this random knowledge.
Yes. Okay, so here's how I fluff through this, is I know when Easter is when I look on the calendar and it says Easter Sunday. Go, that's it.
That's the safe way.
That is horrible, though. I should know. Because there's a reason. It's not like you throw a dart at the calendar. There's a reason.
No, there's a reason that it changes, and it changes every year, right? So it moves. So like next year, it'll be later in April. Like it'll be, so it moves, and then it gets to the end of April, and then it goes all the way back to March.
And I feel horrible. And if my pastor is listening, he's going to come look for me soon.
My dad's a pastor, so the fact that I don't know.
It's even worse for you.
All the marks against me, yes.
Easter, a big time for... bunnies.
Yeah, it's a big time for bunnies.
This is my time to interject here. Would you guys like to play a game called Guess That Rabbit or Guess That Bunny?
Yes, that sounds like a good time.
Well, how about I just dial up some music and we just start playing?
How about it?
That Bill is on it today.
Guess That Rabbit or Bunny. Sorry, let me make sure I got some audio levels here. So I'm going to play a clip and we're not going to make it too much of a competition, more of a combined effort here, where you guys have to, based on the clip, tell me which bunny you think that is.
Okay.
Aight.
Number one, let's go with...
Say, Doc, are you trying to get yourself in trouble with the law? This ain't rabbit hunting season.
It's not?
No, it's duck hunting season.
I know you guys know this
one.
That's very easy.
I think
easy.
I know this one. You go for it, Patrick.
Take it away, Patrick.
That is Bugs Bunny.
That is Bugs Bunny.
Voiced by the legendary Mel Blanc.
Oh, you get extra points.
Bonus points.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit that air horn.
I was going to say hit the horn for that one.
Where's my button there? Yeah, let me get that.
Air horn. There you go.
Yeah,
you get that one. Bonus points for knowing who voiced it. Good for you.
Yeah, well done. How about this one? So we got one on the board here. How about this? This might be a little more challenging.
Prom time. I got the tux, the flower, and my dancing moves down pat. Zub, zub, you little little day. All I need now is my date.
Now these bunnies.
Oh, this is Tiny Toons.
It is Tiny Toons. Can you give me the name of the rabbit or bunnies?
Is it not Bugs?
Buster Bunny.
Buster.
Yeah. Alongside.
Babs.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, hit those horns again.
Good job. Good job pulling Buster Bunny out of there. That was deep down in the brain.
How about that?
Well done. Now, this bunny is special to me for a lot of reasons. From the popular, what I like to say is a very real movie.
Hello. My name is Bugs. You want to play a little one-on-one, doll?
Doll?
Uh-huh.
On the court.
This is Roger Rabbit, right?
No.
No.
No. No.
It is from... Oh, gosh. The Space Jam?
It is from Space Jam.
So Bugs is there in...
There's another bunny?
The female. And I cannot remember her name.
Oh.
Bugs is romantic interest.
Yes.
She is somebody texting you the answer?
No, nobody's texting. No, I'm not cheating.
I can tell you.
Don't ever call me.
Not yet. What was her name?
Gosh.
I don't know.
Four letters.
Know. Four letters?
Lola.
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny.
That would have never come to my brain.
That is Lola Bunny. That was my favorite movie for a long time. I used to think that that movie was based on a true story. now, how about this one? This one is a little tricky because it might be hidden in plain sight.
Somebody, because somebody must have said nobody.
Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
She didn't even need the voice.
I didn't even need the voice. Yeah. I know Winnie the Pooh.
Look at that.
That's it. And I even found a clip where Rabbit kind of hit his voice, distorted it a little bit in a honey pot. So I tried to trick you a couple times.
What
a
pleasant job.
Yeah, you guys big Winnie the Pooh fans?
I think I just watched a lot of this when I was a kid.
I think everybody's a Winnie the Pooh fan.
Well, we didn't have cable growing up, and so my grandma would just like put a tape in with the Disney Channel and hit record.
Yep.
That's it.
8 hours of Disney Channel, because it would be on the long play videotape,
yeah,
right?
You could slow down the speed where it would go.
Yeah,
you
know, so 8 hours of Disney Channel. So whatever happened to me playing that day, it was very sweet of her to do it. But yeah, there's a lot of Winnie the Pooh that ended up being in there.
Wholesome. They didn't have to, Grandma didn't have to worry.
No, no. That's so I would come to her house and she'd hand me like 3 video cassettes of just she hit record.
Sit down and shut up. I mean, I love you.
Yes, it's a good time.
So speaking of wholesome.
Wholesome.
We got this one here.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
You just said
the
name.
No, you just said the name.
I did.
It's Thumper from it's Bambi. Thumper.
It is Thumper from Bambi.
Good job.
Hit the horns again.
Yeah.
Might be the first time there have been horns and Thumper.
Yes.
That's it. And that is literally Thumper.
That's Thumper.
That's Thumper.
I never liked Bambi. Did you like that movie?
It made us all cry.
Yeah.
So,
sad. Not a fan.
Yeah, no.
Even without the part that's sad at the end, it's still... I get in trouble when I spoil things that have been around for decades with these guys.
Because
somebody has not seen it.
Child.
Like, that movie came out in the 50s. If I spoil it, somebody's going to get mad at me. So
here's a rule of thumb. If there's a Disney movie, somebody's parents are dying.
That's exactly true.
Period. That's it.
This is how it goes.
I'm just spouting facts.
All right, now how about this one? This one might be a little bit more challenging. This one's not necessarily an animated bunny or rabbit. It's coming. Look, if you had, do you know the song?
I know the song, but how does Eminem have anything to do with rabbits?
Think of the movie it came from.
8 Mile.
All right, what was his main character's name in 8 Mile?
I don't know.
It was none other than B-Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
B-Rabbit.
That was a deep cut.
That was a deep one.
You stumped us on that one, man.
Famous. Sorry, I felt really good about that one.
I've only seen that movie once. I don't remember that that's...
It's
that,
like, it's
is that
like
one
Bambi.
Of your favorites?
It's like Bambi.
It's like Bambi.
So it's a Disney movie is what you're telling
Somebody
me.
Somebody does.
Along those same lines here, and well, I think we got time for a couple more here.
Yeah,
you guys are doing great so far.
Why, thanks. Are we keeping score? No?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
That's it.
There we go. That's
Bad
a good
Bunny.
One.
Yeah, so I figured I'd segue it into more realistic or very real. Bad Bunny is a real person. He's not animated.
He is a real person.
Still a famous bunny.
Yes, classic jam. I just like to... All right. I just wanted that to drop, get everyone going this morning. All right. And then let's see if we can get in one more here.
Sweet, colorful, bursting with fruity flavor. Finally,
oh, the Trix Rabbit.
That's it.
No, Trix Rabbit.
Silly Rabbit.
That
Tricks are for kids.
It. Poor you
rabbit.
Guys got it.
Poor Rabbit just wanted some cereal.
Have you seen, though, that now, like, the Trix is, like, circles now?
No, it's not fruit shapes anymore?
It's not fruit shapes, but the reason behind it is because we are adults now. So we can't see, because Trix are for kids.
Mm.
Now, since we're older... We can't see the fruit flavors.
Oh, because we're not kids anymore.
We are not. We're no longer kids.
Oh,
makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys playing.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. It is 8:07. 17. The roads are a little crazy out there today, so better check in with Jeff with ICATS.
Very much.
You push the button for me.
Okay, hang on.
You got it.
No, I don't.
You got it. There we go. RideICATS.com. Jeff, we got you there. How you doing today?
Yeah, good morning, Manny and Patrick. The roads are a little crazy this morning. 77 northbound around mile marker 26. There's an accident, and it has traffic backed up from 485 all the way up to 26. So it's a slow go this morning there. 77 southbound around exit 25 and 23. Whoa, I just had somebody decided they wanted to cut into the toll lane
when
they weren't supposed to.
Wow.
I'm telling you, if I didn't know any better, I thought it would be National NASCAR Day the way some of these people are driving.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, in Troutman and on 21 by Lowe's and Bojangles, there's an accident that has both lanes blocked. They'll be clearing that up, so watch it if you're in the Troutman area. Statesville, I've not heard of any problem on the secondary roads, but if you're traveling into Charlotte, traffic is heavy, just beware. It's going to take a little longer than normal with a couple of accidents out here. Just be careful and slow down.
Okay, Jeff, you be careful out there too. Sounds like a little bit wild out there today. So everybody be careful, go slow, stay home. I'll write you a note if you want to stay home.
Rent an electric bike.
Rent an electric bike. Yes,
all different kinds.
All different kinds of things to do today, but everybody be careful out there. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, have a great day.
All right. Jeff. You got those buttons down.
I need a little rehearsal with them. I'm a little slow on the update. I'll get there next time.
Okay, I had to sit there when Bill was out, and the buttons, yeah, don't go back and watch that one, me trying to push the right buttons. It's not cute, not cute at all.
I'm into the show, so I'm like, oh yeah, buttons, and you're kind of like gesturing at me, and I'm looking at you like, yeah, what?
It's button time. Well, that's
push
why you're
so,
yeah, that's why you're in charge of pushing the buttons and not me today. It's part of your hazing.
I keep scrolling past, there's this Mamie button. I want to hit it again, but it's like, I don't know if we got time for the whole song.
The whole song, yes, yes. Okay, so everybody knows, we're talking about, you know, Jeff says it's like a NASCAR out there. So
yes,
everybody knows you're a NASCAR fan, right?
Yes, I think so.
Is it all racing? I think, I know that you are because you guys have tried to help me with my NASCAR 101 that I've been trying to get educated on.
I actually was chit-chatting with Tim Sherrill up at Statesville, also a race fan as well. And we both agreed that the best way to educate you or get you a little feet wet, learn you the sport, take you. It is better than just trying to explain it to you, because sometimes you don't get it. Here's what I've come up with over the years, because there's a lot of people, I've had this conversation for decades with people, is that you just don't get it. And it's not just NASCAR, it's car racing in general. I don't get it. But you grow up, baseball, football, soccer, basketball, you play those in phys ed class in school. So you can grow up, not be an NFL fan at all, but you have some sort of understanding of the fundamentals of a game.
Yeah.
Three strikes and you're out in baseball, a goal in soccer, just the basics of any sport, whether you follow it or not. But there's no auto racing in phys ed.
Right.
There's no, you know, there's a baseball team, there's a football team.
That
there's
would
no
make
car
PE
racing team
way more fun if there was a car racing class.
Tell
that
me
you
about
could take.
It. I was like, so we were actually thinking, like, we wouldn't have to take you to big time NASCAR Cup racing, but take you to like a grassroots short track for the fundamentals.
Okay.
Up in Hickory.
Yes.
Bowman Gray Stadium, Winston-Salem.
That's real racing.
So Grace that was here, not Grace that was just here, but
Grace
Trotter that was here.
Yes.
She said Hickory would be a good one for me to start.
I agree.
To.
I agree.
And what kind of races are those?
I would call those grassroots races. In other words, if you thought of the NFL, then you would drop to college and then maybe high school and then Pop Warner. I would say Hickory would probably be somewhere between Pop Warner and high school.
And what about the races there is going to help me understand it more? Like, why that versus the Coca-Cola 600 or something?
The Coca-Cola 600.
Because that's the only race I've ever been to.
Right. Okay, fine. Picture the NASCAR Cup Series, which is the Coca-Cola 600. That's the NFL and that's the Super Bowl. If you went to, well, I say the Daytona 500 would be the Super Bowl. But for that level, there's a whole lot of pomp and circumstance associated with it. If your first football game ever was the Super Bowl, what a spectacle, what a show. Okay. And you're thinking, wow, this is football. Well, at the fundamental level, it's the basic game plus a whole lot more. So you may miss the fundamentals of the game, but you're entertained and there's a lot of flash and you're not getting what's really happening with scores, penalties, yardage, things like that. How does this game work? If you drop back to a Hickory Speedway on a Saturday night, you're going to understand what laps are, pit stops are, what pit crews are doing, what they're not doing. And I always offer, I'll take people because I love going on a Saturday night in the summer. Sit there, we'll hang out. You know, I'll take you and Rob. Tim will go to, and there's no dumb question.
Okay.
Sit there. We'll explain it to you. I will close caption it below what's going on. Stop anytime. Say, what the heck is going on here? I think that would be fun.
I think that would be a great time. I'm down for it. Yeah, you need Tim, Rob. Rob did follow racing. I want to say, I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm not going to guess who his favorite racer was.
That's okay.
But he did follow racing for a little while, and but he just kind of got out of it too. So, yeah, I think it'd be good. I mean, definitely good learning experience for me because I really do want to understand it. And I know that NASCAR has so many female fans.
Yep.
It's just about what do I need to do to like dive into it? Because I think I would really enjoy it. And what you say about the Coca-Cola 600 versus the Super Bowl makes so much sense to me because I don't even consider the Super Bowl football. I consider it entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that makes so much sense to me.
There's people that watch one football game a year.
Right.
It's that and it's for the party.
Right.
It's not for the literal game. They're not rooting for anybody. They don't care.
They're just going to
part of the experience. Yeah. Right. And you get to that top level of NASCAR in the Cup Series. Some of the races are like that. The Coca-Cola 600 is one of the crown jewels of NASCAR. They consider the Daytona 500, the Coke 600, and the Southern 500 down in Darlington, South Carolina, like your big three triple crown historic races. So you were one of the top three races in the series. The fundamentals of the sport may have been totally lost on you, likely, where you go to Hickory Speedway on a Saturday night, you'll probably understand the sport better. We said that before, that you may really like the sport if you just understood it better.
I think that's what it is. Because even with football, I did not understand it. Like I was, my mom loved football.
Yeah.
Football and Tar Heel basketball. Mm-hmm. Two favorites, her two favorites. So I know the ins and outs
of
those things just because sitting and watching with her, she would explain things to me how they were. So yeah, I think I just need somebody to explain it to me.
Yeah, Hickory, going to a racetrack will immerse yourself into, like Patrick says, the fundamentals or just the true passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll love it.
Everybody there is spending money to race. Nobody is making any money.
So they're there just for the love of the driving fast.
They have other jobs. All the crew, all the drivers have other jobs Monday through Friday. They start working on their race cars at 5 p.m. when they get out. They work till midnight. They get up and they go to work. They earn money the next day. And on Saturday, Sundays, that's their day off. They go racing. It's strictly for the passion of the sport.
Yeah.
Whereas you go to the Coke 600, all those crews, all their drivers, that's their profession. They're getting paid to be there. So there's a much different attitude and flavor. Plus, you're often in the grandstands at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, not in the garage. I can get you into the infield and the pits at Hickory.
We know a guy.
We know it. You know a guy.
How long are that a race at Hickory? How long would that last?
Much shorter than you'd see at the Coke 600. They have probably four or five different divisions that will race on a night. And the races are probably on the low side, 15 to 20 laps. And then on the high side, I think on a regular Saturday, probably 50 to 75 laps for the featured class, which is a late model stock car. Sanctioned by NASCAR. This will throw you in for a loop too.
Oh, yeah.
NASCAR has very different levels of racing, not just, we call it the NASCAR Cup Series, which runs Sunday afternoons, but there's other levels of NASCAR. In Hickory, that's a NASCAR track. So everything you see up there, it's also NASCAR.
Okay.
So it's NASCAR is really a sanctioning body by definition, and that will just help you understand, because people throw that term NASCAR around a lot.
Yeah, they I got in trouble really for that it. One.
Yeah.
Though. I was talking NASCAR and it was not NASCAR. It wasn't Indy. There's another kind of.
There's a lot. Well,
there's another one. And I was talking to somebody who's a driver on Instagram, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm trying to learn more about NASCAR." And he was like, "Unfollow." Yeah. I was like, "I'm so sorry." Yeah.
It's if you want to back it out, the sport is really auto racing.
Yeah,
NASCAR by definition not a sport. It's a sanctioning body. Auto racing is the sport. Same with the NFL. Mm-hmm. NFL is not a sport. Football is the sport. The NFL is the league that runs the professional level of football. So, yeah. You know, so you get into auto racing, it does get confusing because there's so many different types. NASCAR is a sanctioning body that has many different divisions. Now jump out of that. Let's go to Formula One. Let's go to IndyCar. Let's go right. to IMSA, the International Motorsports Association.
I've never even heard of that
right.
one.
that's sports car road racing.
Yeah.
They just ran a race in Sebring, Florida over the weekend, the 12 hours of Sebring. Historic sports car racing been going on for decades. That's endurance racing. So we can get into, I can really confuse you quickly. That's why I'm saying, let's just go to Hickory. Let's go to Hickory on Saturday
night. Start with the basics. Like
crawl, walk, run. Let's bring you in at the shallow end. I would love to introduce you to the sport, though.
And then by May, I'll be there at the Coca-Cola 600 going
nuts. You know what's going on. Why did they take two tires? They should have taken four, and you'll be plotting fuel mileage, yeah. And you'll understand the aero and how the cars handle. You know, they're making a wedge adjustment, and you're going to know what's going on, and you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk.
Well, we are so shifting, still in the sports realm, but talking about March Madness. Mm-hmm. That's happening, right? Now?
Almost.
This week?
Thursday.
Okay.
There's some play-in games today. Which, what are those, you're thinking? Well, there's just a few games for some that the tournament has decided just to give them a lower seed in some of these brackets. You're familiar with a bracket that's
yes.
coming. The tournament starts for real on Thursday. First and second round games will take place around the country this weekend on Thursday and Friday, including right here in Charlotte. We are hosting.
Yes, and we actually have a bracket challenge that we're doing with WSIC. So
yes.
You can go to our Instagram, WSIC News on Instagram. Look for the post, Merle Madness. You can win tickets to Merle Fest.
Merle Fest!
We'll be there. And yeah, fill out your bracket.
So. Bracket for Merle Fest.
Yeah, it'll be a great time.
Like Merle Madness.
Merle Madness, that's what it's called.
Oh my gosh.
It's a good time.
I just came up with that, and that's literally it. I need a promo job.
Good morning, LKN 834. We've got Ben McKeithen from Greystone Lodge on the phone. Hi, Ben. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are we doing down there?
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy first day of spring.
You know, nothing says spring like 20 degrees and snowing.
I know. It's not. But we know the warmer weather's coming. So it's a great time to visit the mountains when it's not as busy. I'm sure it's not as busy now before the rush comes. Yeah, what you guys got going on today in the beautiful snowy spring day?
You know, we always talk about March being potentially the busiest or the biggest winter snow month, but you know, I'm looking at the long range forecast. I think we're going to be in the clear. I think that this week is going to be, you know, going to be kind of wintry, but then, you know, that spring break is just around the corner. I don't feel like I don't see any forecasting for any major snow, so we may be in the clear.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great time, especially with spring break coming up, like you said. We're talking with Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge. That's GRAYStoneLodge.com. And, you know, we're just talking about all things spring that are coming up. I also saw that Blowing Rock was named the best small town in North Carolina by Southern Living. And that's so close to where you guys are.
Yeah, I actually have the joy of living in Blowing Rock, about 10 minutes away from the hotel.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town.
Great little boutique town, just kind of nestled here in the mountains of the high country. One of the top spots for our guests to venture to while they're staying at the Greystone Lodge. Just a really neat little downtown scene.
Yeah, they got the boutiques and the shops and restaurants. Kilwin's Ice Cream is down there, always has a line out the door there too. And even a new playground for kids I saw. They just remodeled the playground in downtown Blowing Rock.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. My daughter loves, we go for nice walks with my dog and take her up to the park, and it's just a really nice place. A lot of people enjoy getting their ice cream cone and sitting on the bench and just people watch. It's a big deal.
It is. It's a great place for people watching. I also, one of the things I love to do around there is the walking trails around Bass Lake and just enjoying the beautiful weather as it starts to warm up too.
Yeah, the Bass Lake is the perfect place to get out because it's actually carriage trails that were originally carriage trails back in the day that would take people from the village of Blowing Rock up to the Moses Cone. And so they've restored those and done really well with them. And so it's a really easy place to get out and get some exercise and walk through the mountains. It's a really nice hike.
Yeah, it looks like there's some basketball coming up, App State basketball. What kind of news you have going on with them?
So we were, unfortunately, we weren't winners in our Sun Belt championship, but we did win out this season for the regular season, which means that we got a really good bid in the NIT basketball championship, which starts tomorrow in Winston-Salem, and we're going to be playing one of our big-time, I would say football rivals, but basketball with Wake Forest. We're really excited about playing Wake Forest tomorrow night in Winston at 8 o'clock.
That's so fun. That'll be a lot of fun. One of the things I love about what you guys do too is you can help people find, like, if they come up and I want to see they call you guys for reservations, want to see an app game, want to do some hiking, you guys can definitely offer those recommendations to whatever people are interested in when they come to stay at Greystone Lodge.
Yeah, we try to be in the know of what's going on from a week-to-week basis. You know, being on this radio show has really helped us with that as well, kind of fine-tune our ability to kind of know what's going on and share that with your listeners and our guests as well. It's great to make sure that they know kind of what's going on. We've got a new restaurant that's open this week in downtown Boone. We're really excited about. That's going to be called Betty's Biscuits, which is going to be another really fun, brunchy place right to the left of the Mass General store. Hopefully we'll get in there and do a live video in the next couple weeks. I've reached out to them, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. Always something new and exciting.
Go ahead. Patrick has a question for you, too.
Yeah, Ben, not only is App State playing basketball tomorrow, Wednesday, March 20th, but right after that, it looks like the Banff Film Festival is starting on Thursday. Tell us about that. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is an annual event that happens, and it basically, they kind of describe it as groundbreaking expeditions, cutting-edge adventures. It's short films. That happens over at the Schaefer Center. And a lot of people really enjoy coming up and taking advantage of that as well. It's a lot of high energy short films.
How far is the Schaefer Center away from Greystone Lodge?
So that's going to be an easy 5-minute drive. We know all the best places to park. That's the big question mark when it comes to going to an event downtown or on campus. There's a couple new parking garages that are adjacent to that, so we can help make sure you know where you're going. But yeah, that's going to be a short 5-minute drive from the Greystone Lodge.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity with the film festival coming up this weekend to take advantage of the discounts that you guys have. Can you remind us of what those discounts are?
Yeah, so we're going to reshare on Instagram, probably have done that this morning, the link under the spring highlights, where if you stay 3 nights or more, you're going to save 25%, which is a great deal. And then throwing in that really upscale high country breakfast buffet, complimentary, it's been a game changer for our guests, enjoying that, and then coupling that with our Hatchet coffee, local coffee, and just all the many amenities that we are constantly rolling out at the Greystone.
Yeah, I heard you talking about you guys were testing some new cinnamon rolls. How are those going? You know I love food.
Oh, my gosh. So now I'm trying to decide if I like the cinnamon roll or the new chocolate croissants better. So
okay.
We have set up more of a rotation with our breakfast to offer more variety. And so it's based on the day, so it's a little bit of a surprise when you come down, like what new items we're having. So we're trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah, you get that 3-day stay. Maybe you can try both of them.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Is there a way we can get samples sent down here to the studio? I hear cinnamon rolls. My ears perked right up.
I know. Whenever, as soon as you mentioned those, Ben, I was like, yes, I'm heading up to get one of the cinnamon rolls. That sounds amazing. And then also, we had talked about the connecting rooms. You guys have connecting rooms. And that's one of the things that, coming from a big family, we always did that as a family. Mom and dad could have their own space. The kids had their own space. They could shut the door, have some quiet time in the evenings. I think that's just so special for families that are traveling, especially with spring break coming up.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's funny, I just saw a commercial for Airbnb, which obviously is a competitor to staying in a hotel. But mm-hmm. The concept was, go to bed when you want to. And we want to offer that level of opportunity within the hotel experience as well. So yeah, come and get a room that connects to another room, and then that there, that way, you know, mom and dad can stay up later, kids can get their rest, plenty of room. We do offer that discount through March. If you book one of those rooms, and then the second room would be half off. So you just call the hotel directly if you're interested in that, 828-264-2411, and we will hook you up with that special to let you have a little bit more space and prepare you for that high country breakfast buffet in the morning.
Yeah, that's so cool. So looks like at the beautiful Appalachian Theater on March 24th, there's an event going on, one for the Foxes.
Appalachian Theater is constantly pumping out great content, great events. This is an American folk music, and which is perfect for the month of March, as we are coming off of St. Patrick's Day. Another great music event at the Appalachian Theater on March 24th.
Yeah, I want to talk about Betty's Biscuits a little bit more. We kind of glazed over that one. It's a food. I know you guys have the ham shop food truck in your parking lot all the time.
Yes.
But Betty's Biscuits used to be a food truck, and now it's moved to brick and mortar. Grand opening was yesterday, it looks like. Do you have any more information on it?
So I have checked out the menu.
Okay.
And it looks amazing. I have reached out to set up an interview, and I plan on getting over there either this week or this weekend to sample. But it's a great looking from the street. I mean, they've done a great job revitalizing an older building in downtown, and the menu looks absolutely amazing. Major brunch type food, which is always a good thing. Late breakfast, early lunch, something like that. So I think that's going to be a great restaurant to add to downtown Boone.
With the breakfast buffet there, you will not go hungry at Greystone Lodge.
Not go hungry. Yes. Whether you eat there or if they send you out to one of their partner restaurants, you will not be hungry. You'll get all the best options for food and entertainment. One of the things we touched on last time was Mystery Hill. So with a little bit of time left, mind telling us about the discount for Mystery Hill going on this month?
Yeah, so through the month of March, if you're a resident of North Carolina, you could go to Mystery Hill for $5, which is a great deal because Mystery Hill can sometimes be a little bit of a sleeper when it comes to like not really sure what all is going on over there. But I have been there several times over the years, and this year I took my daughter, and they just are constantly reinventing themselves, adding new attractions, fun things to do, family friendly, indoor. I mean, all these are key words when it comes to entertainment this time of year. Mystery Hill is a fun, family-friendly science mountain experience. And $5 will get you in for the month of March. I hope to get on there and do a live either this week or next week, show your listeners and your viewers a little bit more detail of what to expect. We're also gearing up for the month of April. Grandfather Mountain does their Dollar Days. It's a little bit different because it's not for the entire month or not for the entire state of North Carolina, but like the five surrounding counties, they do a Dollar Days Grandfather. So we'll be talking more about that as well.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ben McKeithen with Greystone Lodge.
Great, guys. Thanks for letting me reach out to you today, and I look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
For sure. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Good morning, LKN. Patrick's making... What is that? You just want to push all the buttons?
I just wanted to push the buttons and make some sounds.
Before the end of the day.
Right.
Yes, our last
morning
segment.
Morning show's almost over.
I know. Have you pushed all the buttons already?
I don't think I have, but I'm afraid of blowing up the studio.
All the button pushing today. So Patrick will be with us. There you go. There's my song. You'll be back with us at 5 o'clock. News Drive at 5.
Yes, News Drive at 5, live from the Statesville studio.
Yes. So hopefully you've enjoyed your time with us today.
I loved this morning. I can't believe it's the last segment already.
But it goes by very fast, doesn't it?
It goes by very fast. Good morning, LKN. Such a fun time. I hope I didn't mess up and I can come back another time.
You know what? If they let me come back, really. Actually, they let Justin come back.
Yeah. I think he needs another day up in Raleigh there, you know?
He needs to stay one more day.
Yeah,
we'll give him a pass. He can have another day off if he wants it.
I'd love to come back here.
Yeah. So, and News Drive at 5 is today, every day, 5 days a week.
Yes. Monday through Friday, weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Your local news stories and headlines. Get out of work, drive home, get caught up on the day right here on WSIC News Talk.
And we want to thank Grace from Pedego LKN for coming in today. Everybody's going to go grab an electric bike this afternoon, ride all over town.
I think with the rough traffic that we've had today, definitely they need to go see Pedego Bikes and give Grace a call.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, hopefully. We've had a lot of traffic going on today. And then we want to thank Ben from Ben McKeithen from Greystone Lodge for joining us too, telling us about all the things that are going up in the high country this weekend.
So. There's a whole lot. I gotta say, I didn't say this while he was on the air.
Okay.
But he's App State playing in the NIT because they won regular season champions of the Sun Belt Conference, didn't win the tournament.
Right.
So they go into the NIT. My daughter is a freshman at James Madison University.
Really?
Who did win the Sun Belt tournament, beat App State, and they're in the NCAA tournament. Whoop, whoop. Because App State has become like a little bit a rival of JMU.
I've heard that too.
The football team had a perfect undefeated season until they played App State and the Mountaineers beat JMU in Harrisonburg, Virginia, of all places. It was the week ESPN Game Day was on site. Yeah. JMU was making a lot of noise. There was a second year of bowl eligibility, so there was a little bit of a restriction whether they would be bowl eligible or not. And they lost that game to App State. So the Mountaineers came in and beat them. And I'm like, oof, there's a little JMU App State rivalry. I know there's a little Mountaineer pride around here, including the guy whose seat I am
in
today.
That's right.
So
right.
I am a JMU go Dukes.
We've got a caller. We got Gary here. Hey, Gary, how you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How's it going, man? I called about, I'm a big NC State fan. They won the ACC.
They did win. They beat Duke.
'87.
Or Chapel Hill.
NC State's got there's a lot of state fans in Shelby. You remember David Thompson that used to be he about single-handedly beat the UCLA Bruins. They had they won seven national championships back to back, and NC State knocked them off in '74.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that?
No, I was not aware of that, but I appreciate you letting
me know.
The legendary
Jimmy V, Coach Jimmy V.
Yeah. Yes.
And the alley-oop.
No, Jimmy V won 9 years later.
9 years later.
That was 1983. I remember that.
Jimmy, Yeah, Jimmy V, they won two. They won one in '74 and '83. David Thompson from Shelby, he about single-handedly beat the UCLA Bruins in the semifinal in '74, and then they went on to blow Marquette out the next game in the championship. Yeah. And that was NC State's first championship.
How far are they going in this tournament?
And I think they at least make the Sweet 16.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like it.
I see them do the whole thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'll root for North Carolina teams till they play James Madison.
Okay.
I'm paying tuition, so I got to pull for JMU.
Well, okay, yes. You have to pull for where your money's going, I guess. Yes. My daughter's going to be at Western Carolina in the fall.
ACC teams until they meet Carolina, Duke, and all of them. But if they run into NC State, I'm pulling for NC State.
Go Pack, go, Gary. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Okay. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, Gary's talking about some college basketball. And just a reminder, we have a bracket challenge where you can win tickets to Merle Fest called Merle Madness Contest. So you can win tickets to Merle Fest. You fill out your bracket, and the winner's going to get four Merle Fest tickets, and a runner-up gets WSIC swag. What?
Yes.
I want some swag.
I want some swag.
Isn't the swag the headline gift and the consolation is Merle Fest? Right. Do I have that correctly?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we fill out a bracket?
How do you fill out a bracket? So you go to WSIC News on Instagram and you go to the link in the bio and then you can sign up for a bracket. I usually do the autofill until it gets down to I usually kind of work backwards and think of who I want in the final four.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do the autofill. And then when I get to the final four, then I kind of change things around a little
bit. Now, Pat, being a Connecticut guy,
yes.
Are you rooting for your Huskies?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Not a Connecticut.
Who are you rooting for then?
I consider North Carolina home, even though I am a transplant. So
right.
I will, I Until, well, actually, my daughter got accepted to JMU. So I am rooting for JMU first.
Okay.
And then North Carolina team second with my partial to the heels.
Okay.
UNC is my next choice. I probably before either one of you were born, but I do remember UNC playing Georgetown in a final of, in, I believe it was 1982. The first year, I believe they had a 64-team teal for the NCAA, and there was a young college guy on UNC by the name of Michael Jordan who had a pretty good game.
Sounds and pretty good.
There was a center for Georgetown named Patrick Ewing who went on to have not a bad career either. But yeah, remember those
days? That is a classic game.
That is an epic game.
Yes, it was. Patrick Ewing and Michael Jordan in the same game. Wow. That was the first, I believe I got to do research, so if a caller can correct me on this. I believe it was the first time they had a 64-team field for the NCAA, and CBS made a big deal out of it. It was a Monday night primetime game. I believe 1982 was the first year that we had that.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was, I even though I was rooting for Georgetown, UNC was a winner, became
one
a big
fan.
Dean Smith, yeah, Tar Heels, it was great. And so yeah, I like heels, but then I'll back off. JMU first, heels second. North Carolina teams next. Okay. I will root
because the rivalry for North Carolina teams, you don't mind switching from one to the other.
I
feel like my mother would like, yeah.
Yeah, you had it.
Like, come and slap me in the face if I chose another North Carolina
because
team.
Because I wouldn't. See, yeah, we'll say hypothetically, if UNC were to lose and Duke were to go on.
See, I couldn't.
Who would I pull? Exactly.
I couldn't do it, though.
If you're native,
right.
I think that stuff is in your blood.
Yeah.
I'm a transplant. It's not in my blood, but I totally understand it. Because I grew up in Connecticut, college basketball like that. When UNC played Duke, it's a huge deal down there. It was even a big deal up there.
Yeah.
Because anytime there's that rivalry that you follow, you know, when because I'm from the Northeast, Yankees Red Sox was huge, that Boston New York rivalry like that.
Yeah.
But we understood UNC Duke, and then when that game was on, we talk about that at work. That you know that day in Connecticut is like a big game coming up. We got to watch that game tonight.
So that's interesting. I didn't think it was big news outside of North Carolina.
No, that's a national rivalry.
Okay.
UNC and Duke, people know that. You get down to, you know, Wake Forest or NC State, and I don't think those resonate throughout the country. UNC Duke is recognized nationally. Yankees Red Sox is recognized nationally.
Yeah.
It's massive
when
you are in that area, but it's recognized elsewhere. You know, I think Packers Bears, Celtics Lakers in the NBA, things like that. It's like you don't follow the sport day-to-day tight, but people just know, oh, that's a big deal.
That's a big one.
That's
yeah.
a big, and yes, nationally up in Connecticut, UNC Duke was a big deal. We didn't want to miss that game.
So who would you go if you're going for Chapel Hill, but if they get knocked out, would you go Duke or State next?
Oof. I'm about to make friends and enemies
okay.
here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I set you up for it. So it's okay.
That's fine. You know what? I'll be brave. I'll have to go with State.
State.
Be over
really?
Duke. Yeah, because if you are a UNC a fan, which I am, you have to respect that UNC-Duke rivalry
that
I just spoke of. So, like, Duke would have to be the last team I went for. But I would still, like, if it was a final, if it was, like, you know, whoever, Mississippi State versus Duke, I would pull for Duke type of thing. We'll see how it plays out. Like, who would you pull for? It depends on the situation, who's playing. But, yeah, I would respect UNC-Duke and pull for State.
It will be madness, that's
it
for sure.
It will be madness, yes.
Well, it might be madness when I step out of the studio, depending on who he just made mad.
Right, exactly.
With my college
meet you at the door. yeah.
Holding that baseball bat saying, you pick Duke or you picked NC.
Every time, this time, this is growing up in North Carolina. I don't know if Connecticut was
the same.
It's
time to wheel in the TVs.
They would wheel the TVs in. Oh, it was the best. It was the best.
We did not do that up there, but people that natives would, you know, people that there would tell me the
my
ACC,
curriculum.
ACC tournament too. They would tell me, they would wheel in TV. The game was on.
At
part of a school day, you watch. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. No, we did not do that.
You didn't get to do that.
I did not get to do that.
I mean, there wasn't a history teacher alive that was going to teach what was going on.
Our
history teachers were also coaches. Shelby.
Right.
And so, yes, they're all like just wheeling that TV in. You're like, yes, best day ever.
Game day.
You bring snacks into class. Who cares if you like sports or not? If you just get to sit there and watch basketball for for the whole class
period. Air quotes, go to school. Right.
Yes, it is.
It was funny because it was just understood. Parents knew about it. Everybody, it was just
part of the culture.
And right. Yeah, you don't want to stay home either. Like, you know you're going to watch school to watch basketball that day.
Why waste a sick day when you don't really have to do anything class?
Come in and watch it in class. Yeah, those are some good memories. Yeah, so I think about that sometimes. Like, but I don't feel like working or talking that day, I was like, man, I wish I could just roll the TV in today.
Isn't there a game on or something?
Something we could
come
do
in
today.
Thursday.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. And I'm sure ACC tournament started on Tuesday of last week.
Oh, yeah, we were watching it in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was on.
Yeah.
You just watched college basketball. That's just how it was.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us
this
today.
This was fun.
Can't wait to do it again. We got the home ad show coming up next.
Home ad's coming up.
And
I'll see
you at
5.
And then we got you at 5 o'clock.
I'll be here at 5. Yeah. Home ad coming up next. I had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely. And Justin, drive safe. Yeah.
Safe travels to Justin Cazettes.
Come back or don't, you know?
Yeah. We got it. We got it. We're holding it down.
he's looking a little pale. Is he okay? You know, maybe a fever. Maybe he needs to stay home another day.
That's it.
Bye, you guys. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Listen to Home Ad and
next.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.